I hear them. Okay. Open the door.
Surprise!
Okay, now, hold it right there. I want to preserve this moment for posteriors. Okay, great. Get into the couch. Okay, Cosellari, give me energy! Yeah. And Jennifer, lick your lips. Okay. Beautiful. Now, give me something completely different. Come on. Something wacky.
Falky. Falky, what is this all about? And why is there produce on the wall?
What is this all about? Does the word six phases of the moon mean anything to you?
Or do you want to just keep getting out there and sowing your mild goats?
What are you talking about?
I'll give you a hint. It's been six phases of the moon since you and Jennifer got engaged. So, according to Meeposian custom, tonight's the night you set the wedding date.
Well, Jennifer and I weren't planning on setting a date just yet.
But cousin, you're 164th Meeposian. I just assumed you were going to be following Meeposian custom.
Larry and I decided to follow American custom.
Oh. Well, so I guess you won't be walking down the aisle on your hands?
Well, I don't think it's an American custom to get engaged and never set a wedding date.
Well, nobody said anything about never setting a wedding date.
So go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Go ahead and set a date.
All right, no problem. I mean, it's not as if I don't want to. Let's go ahead and let's do it. Unless there's some reason that Jennifer doesn't want to.
Well, why wouldn't I want to?
Shall we begin with the month?
No problem. July.
Okay, July.
I was about to say that July, August, September, and October are out because. My allergies act up. I don't want to be sneezing through the ceremony.
Okay, fine. Listen, just fine.
November through January are no good for me. I have a very tight flight schedule, and we wouldn't have time for a honeymoon.
And the weather's no good in February or March.
My birthday's in April.
Mine's in May.
June.
June. June is good for me. You like June?
I love June. June would be great. Is it warm in here?
Okay, here we go. J, U. I never should have erased the J and the U from July. N, E. Okay, now, you each have to have a piece of cake. Jennifer, you go first, because the bride is first.
Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
I can't eat anything. I'm not feeling well. I really think I have to go now.
You know, anytime somebody starts talking about the wedding, you get sick. I think I know what your problem is. You're not getting enough protein.
Nervous bride. Have you ever seen somebody so nervous about a wedding?
Yeah. You.
I'm not nervous.
Then you're right, cousin. You're not nervous. You're more scared than nervous.
Scared? Don't be crazy.
Listen. I know you. I know you like I know my way to the bathroom. I know you when you're scared. You have all these classical symptoms. The compulsive eating.
Was I eating?
The nervous leg twitch.
Was my leg twitching?
And everything you say is in the form of a question.
It is?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is that bad?
Yes.
Is there ice cream to go with this cake?
Oh, God.
Balky, I don't have to be scared. I mean, I love Jennifer. Jennifer loves me. We're going to live happily ever after. Don't you think?
Of course
you don't. Neither do I. Jennifer thinks she's marrying a handsome, sophisticated, charming man. And after we're married, she's going to realize she is married to me. She's going to be miserable. Don't you think?
Listen,
Balky, I'm just afraid of losing her. I'm afraid that after we're married, she'll leave me and I'll lose her anyway. Well, what am I going to do?
The two of you could take the Nupitiki Satiki.
The Nupitiki Satiki?
Yeah. The Nipposian marriage test.
Now listen,
this test can determine whether or not a marriage should take place beyond a shadow of a snout.
Balky, no stupid Meposian test is going to guarantee a happy marriage.
Now, cousin, I am offering you the opportunity to make sure that you have a happy marriage. Now, you cannot keep indefinitely postponing this. Sooner or later, you're going to have to mate or cut bait. Now, why don't you get on the phone and call Jennifer and find out how she feels about taking the test.
All right, I'll call her. But just to prove that she thinks this is as stupid as I do. Yeah, hello, Jennifer? Listen, I know this sounds silly, but Balky says that he has a test that can prove whether or not our marriage will work. Now, I know I told him that no test. Hello? She hung up. Now, she's angry at me just because I even mentioned the test.
Balky, I want to take that test right now.
All right, just a few more questions and we'll be finished. Jennifer, I believe it's your turn. Jennifer, would you be angry if Cousin Larry was working late and he didn't call you and therefore the pig snout that you prepared for dinner was ruined?
Well, that's a difficult question, Balky. I know how involved Larry can get with his work, so I guess I would understand if he forgot to call me once or twice, but if it happened all the time, I suppose I would get angry?
Good answer. Good answer. Isn't that a good answer, Balky?
Cousin, as I've explained before, there are no good or bad answers. I am developing a picture of the couple based on their responses and scoring those responses on a scale designed to reflect their overall compatibility. This test has been developed over a number of years. It is not a game, and I think we should remember that. Okay. Cousin, I believe you're next. Pick up the apples, please. And juggle.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. For the last hour, Jennifer has been answering reasonably intelligent questions, and I've been playing double dare.
Are you uncomfortable about taking the test?
I love taking the test. I juggle? Yep, yeah, no, it's fine. No problem.
Stand on one foot. Close your eyes.
All right, now no one can juggle with their eyes closed.
I'm sorry, I believe I simply said, close your eyes. I don't believe I said anything about juggling.
Oh, God, does that mean I got the part about standing on one foot wrong, too?
Sit down, please. Put the apples away. Listen, as I explained before, there is no right and wrong. Were you not listening?
Larry was listening. He's a very good listener. He should get extra credit for that.
Fine, the test is finished. I'll just compute your score.
Oh, God, I hope we passed. Oh,
don't worry. I'm sure we did. Your answers were wonderful. And I did 125 push-ups. So, Balky, what do we have to score to be compatible?
60.
So what do we score? 80? 90?
3. Your score is 3.
I skipped rope with a book on my head, and we got a 3?
It's my fault. I should have been more enthusiastic about vacuuming.
Jennifer, Cousin Larry, I really feel like Baba Sticky. I never would have asked you to take the test if I thought you would do so badly.
I sucked a lemon and whistled the battle hymn of the Republic? And we got a 3? So what? I mean, even if the test means something, and I'm not saying that it does, Balky probably didn't even give the test right.
I beg to back issue with you. I know how to administer this test. I happen to be a licensed Nupitiki Dr. Ruthiki.
A Nupitiki Dr. Ruthiki?
That's a Miposian marriage counselor.
You're a Miposian marriage counselor?
That is correct.
What do you do, start with shaky sheep marriages and work your way up to people?
Sheep don't have problem with their marriages. Pigs, on the other hand, often have problems with commitment. That's why they call them pigs.
I have to agree with Larry. I mean, just because the test has never been wrong before doesn't mean it can't be wrong now. And just because you've given the test before, that doesn't mean you didn't make a mistake this time.
Well, that's the kind of talk I like to hear. I mean, we'll still get married. We'll take the test again. We'll take a year, 2 years tops. We'll study, we'll pass the test, and we'll get married 2 years from June. Right, Jennifer?
Right. Larry, I just remembered, 2 years from now is right around the time my father was going to retire. See, he and my mother are going to buy a Winnebago and travel across the country. I think our wedding might interfere with their plans.
Well, we'll just start planning when they get back. 2 years till his retirement. Say, 2 years in the Winnebago, a year of planning. Well, we're looking at June, 5 years from now. Does that work for you, Jennifer?
5 years? I can wait 5 years. I mean, after all, what's 5 years when your marriage is doomed anyway?
It's going to be all right.
I think I can help.
How?
Well, it's a long shot. But I think your only hope of happiness is for both of you to take the Nupitiki Spick and Spanikopita.
The Nupitiki Spick and Spanikopita?
The Miposian marriage cleansing ritual. Now, it will either make you compatible or remove the waxy buildup from your linoleum. But either way, it's going to make a big difference in your lives.
Jennifer, are you sure you want to go through with this purification ritual?
We've got to, Larry. We're not getting anywhere on our own. Balky, that's a very interesting medallion. I may be wrong, but it looks like it's in the shape of a lamb chop.
Well, that's very observant of you, Jennifer. Actually, it's the shape of the island of Mipos. My little village, Podunki, is right here in the gristle area, and over here in the tenderloin is Six Flags over Mipos.
The stone is very beautiful.
Well, the color reflects the turmoil in your relationship that is preventing you from having a happy marriage. And if purification takes place, and I'm not making any promises, the color will become lighter and lighter until it is just as clear and pure as your love for each other.
Okay, that's it. I am not letting my future be determined by some madman wearing a mood lamb chop.
Larry, I think we should try the ritual.
All right.
Then let the purification begin. Still blue, it didn't work. I did my best to purify you, but I'm afraid your marriage is doomed. Out of the pool, please. Please. I'm not even sure you two should even be friends.
Our marriage is still doomed? Larry, why did you even let us try this stupid ritual?
Well, you're the one who forced us into this.
Well, you're the one who couldn't set a date because you're so...
Afraid.
Afraid?
Cousin, she just said you were afraid. How does that make you feel?
Afraid? I'm afraid that after we're married, you'll realize that I'm not the charming, sophisticated man you thought I was.
And Jennifer?
Well, I'm afraid that once we're married, you'll find out I'm not perfect.
I don't care if you're not perfect. I mean, look at you. You've never looked so awful, and I've never loved you so much.
Oh, Larry, I've never seen you look worse either. I love you too.
What about the test?
Well, I don't care if the test says we don't belong together. I don't care if a million tests say we don't belong together. I want to marry you, Jennifer.
Larry, I want to marry you.
Well, then let's get married.
Okay, when?
Tonight.
Tonight's no good.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, we have to make arrangements. How about September?
All right, September. There. We're getting married this year, and nothing's gonna stop us. So what do you say to that, Mr. Meposian marriage counselor?
You just passed the Meposian marriage test with flying colors.
What?
Cousin. Everybody fails the first part. We make sure of that. And we make sure that everyone fails the second part, too. And then if the people still want to be married to each other, then we know that they have a really deep commitment and that they will live happily ever after.
Well, you mean we would have failed no matter what we did? We took mud in the face for nothing?
No, cousin, it wasn't for nothing. It was to prove to you that you two have nothing to be afraid of.
Well, Balky, thank you for helping us see that.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, you know, I guess I did kind of do a pretty good job, if I must say so myself.
Well, so this is what couples have to go through on Meepos?
Well, to some extent, yeah.
What do you mean, to some extent?
Well, we usually make do with a written test and some verbal abuse and a carefully monitored psychodrama. But since no one on Meepos is quite as neurotic as you two, I had to kind of put in some special touches.
Special touches?
Well, the mud was kind of my idea, and...
You know, Balky, words cannot express what we feel right now. Isn't that right, Jennifer?
Oh, no, they can't.
Oh, you guys, I love you. You don't owe me anything.
Oh, well.
No. Oh, yes, we do.